there are plenty of places in Florida that are named after or influenced by our citrus history. Citrus, Florida, the neighborhood of Mandarin in Jacksonville, Prosperu, Florida, Orange County, and so on. Today, I want to talk about the Temple Orange and the neighborhood that was built around it. Temple Terrace is located adjacent to Tampa, Florida, and Temple Terrace is a small, incorporated city in Hillsborough County. Its history starts with the discovery of, or rather, the marketing of, an orange. If you've never had a temple, it's sweet, juicy, with seeds, and it has a bit of a tang to it, the sweetness. It's classified as a tangor, and although it's called an orange colloquially, scientifically it's a hybrid between a mandarin, which is a type of tangerine, and a sweet orange. But where did that orange come from? Well, that's a point of contention, because growers all over the state shared budwood back in the 1800s and early 1900s. Basically, cuttings of sweet oranges that they grafted onto hardier rootstock. So while Lewis Hakes might have, quote-unquote, discovered this orange growing in his yard, it most likely wasn't the first of its kind. Hakes's wife, who wrote an article for the Florida Grower about the Temple Orange, acknowledges that it came from elsewhere, most likely Jamaica, prior to 1894. Noting the good quality of the orange, Lewis Hakes turned to William Chase Temple, an influential grower who was the first president of the Florida Citrus Exchange. Impressed with the orange, William Temple connected them with Buckeye Nursery's D.C. Gillette. Gillette suggested they name the orange, then patent it, selling it exclusively through Buckeye, requiring every grower who bought the budwood not to sell or give it away. The Florida Grower's editorial suggestion that they name the orange after William Chase Temple, who was an important figure in citrus on top of being the intermediary and advice giver regarding the orange, was taken to heart by Gillette and Hakes. Once the name is registered, no one was allowed to sell an orange under the name of Temple without Buckeye getting money out of it, even if a genetically identical orange was grown elsewhere. The family of Prince Butler Boston, an African-American grower out of Oviedo, Florida, they claim that he was the first to grow it here in Florida. But since he didn't register and market it, he doesn't get the credit. We don't actually know who the first person to grow it actually is, and it's pretty likely that it was grown in multiple places around this time. Probably someone coming from Jamaica sold multiple budwood to different growers, and they in turn sold or shared the budwood with others all over the state. World War I put a stop to putting the budwood of the Temple Orange into major propagation, as they thought there would be little demand for it. But once the war ended in 1919, Buckeye Nursery couldn't fill orders fast enough. The oranges were central to building a community just outside of Tampa called Temple Terrace. Chicago socialite Bertha Palmer, a wealthy landowner and patron of the arts, had a dream to develop the land into a golf course community. The capable Palmer had helped Sarasota blossom into the city of the arts that it is today. She was a moneyed individual. Unfortunately, she died in 1918 before she could realize her golf community vision. But her brother, Adrian Honoré, found a group of men who wanted to go forward with it. One of them was the marketeer, hustler and nurseryman D.C. Gillette. Two corporations were founded by Gillette and his partners. Temple Terrace Estates Incorporated, which encompassed the golf course and the residential areas, and Temple Terraces Incorporated, which butted 5,000 acres of Temple Oranges, surrounding the city to the west and the north. It was probably one of the largest groves in the state at the time. It was quickly outstripped by others like Dr. Phillips' gigantic grove in Orange County, which was eventually more than twice that size. But at the time, it was huge amount of land dedicated to growing one type of orange. To attract buyers, the community allowed house owners to buy shares of the grove, and the profits could then offset the cost of buying property and homes there. So you could buy a little slice of groves and then use the profits from that to pay off the land and the house that you bought there at Temple Terrace. Although there are orange trees in the yards of some of the houses in Temple Terrace today, they're probably not from the original stock. You will find a historic marker proclaiming the area as a site of the world's largest orange grove at the corner of Gillette Avenue. Yeah, he got an avenue named after him. And East 113th Avenue, next to the Greco Middle School track in Temple Terrace. Now, you can get Temple oranges from all around the state, not just near Tampa. Whole state does it. From Indian River to the Ridge, some places you can get them. Hale Groves, Mixon Fruit Farms, Cross Creek. Those are just a few places where you can try this winter orange. I hope you enjoyed this little tidbit on Temple Terrace and the Temple Orange. If you liked it and you want to hear more about Florida orange history, you can pick up my book, Florida Oranges, A Colorful History, which will be out September 30th. Thanks much. Thanks for listening.